Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
In this demonstration of using Line with VoiceOver, I want to show you what it's like to use the new Launchpad function to get access to applications on your Mac. So I've currently got my MacBook turned on, in this case it's my MacBook Air. VoiceOver is running, and as usual, I'd like to start from a known spot on my computer, which is my desktop, which you can get to with a VoiceOver command, which is Shift VOD, with the VO keys being the Control and Option keys held down together. So go to the desktop, it's Shift Control Option D, which I'll do now.
Desktop, Dropbox alias, selected alias.
Now there are a number of ways of getting to Launchpad. You can use Launchpad from the Applications folder, from your dock, or like me, you can associate them to a shortcut key or gesture on your multi-touch trackpad, whether that's on your MacBook or using the Magic trackpad. And basically to do either one of those, you would go through VoiceOver Utility, Commanders, and in Keyboard Commander, you can associate Launchpad with a shortcut key. In my case, it's the right option key and Z. Or I also use the trackpad commander to associate the command key plus a forefinger flick up to also run Launchpad. And of course, to turn either of those commanders on and off, it's Shift VO or Shift Control Option K for keyboard commander. And for trackpad commander, you hold down your VO keys, Control and Option, and do a two-finger clockwise on the trackpad to turn it on, and a two-finger rotate counterclockwise to turn trackpad commander off. So to keep my hands on my keyboard, I'm actually going to use my right option key and press Z to run Launchpad.
Launchpad, interact with grid, no selection. 5 rows, 8 columns, address book.
And we're basically on the first row of all the applications that are currently on my Mac that are actually pre-installed. What happens is that the more applications you get, the more screens are added to Launchpad. So we're in a grid, so you can press VO up, down, left and right to move around the grid. So if I press VO right arrow now,
App Store,
and keep going,
Automator, Calculator, Chess.
Okay, so we're going across the rows,
Dashboard, Dictionary.
If I come back to the left,
Dashboard, Chess, Calculate, Automator, book, App Store, Address Book.
Then what I can do is just go straight down the column with VO down arrow.
FaceTime, iPhoto, Preview,
Okay, and of course that beep means we're at the bottom of the column. Now if you've got more than one screen in Launchpad, you can get to that by interacting with the grid with Shift VO up arrow.
Stop interacting with grid, no selection.
Can you do VO?
5 rows,
now do
eight.
VO right arrow.
Page 1, selected radio button, 1 of 2.
Okay, that's page 1, it's currently selected and it said 1 of 2, so VO right arrow again.
Page 2, radio button, 2 of 2.
That's page 2, let's select that by doing VO spacebar or a control option spacebar.
Press page 2, radio button, 2 of 2.
And let's VO left arrow a few times back to the grid.
Page 1, radio button, 1 of 2.
VO left arrow again.
Grid, no selection.
Interact with
five
that
rows,
grid with
eight columns.
Shift VO down arrow.
Interact with grid, no selection. 5 rows, 8 columns, swatter.
Now that's swatter, which is actually a voice output notification for Twitter that tells you what tweets are coming in automatically via speech. Now to get to the top, I'm just going to do VO left arrow quite a few times quickly.
Audiobook Builder.
There we go. So Audiobook Builder is my first application that's on my second screen. And basically, like I said earlier on, these applications are both either from the Mac App Store or third-party sites or CDs that you've previously installed on the Mac. So if I do VO right arrow now, we can go through the applications that I've also installed on the Mac besides the default one. So VO right arrow.
Audiobook Binder. Doku Scan Plus. Dropbox. Easy Ringtone Creator, Evernote, Export Address Book, Headlines, Keeper.
Okay, and as you heard the bleep from VoiceOver, we've gone now to the second row. So you can navigate around quite easily. Now there is a really fast way of actually getting between the screens If I press Command and left arrow, I'll go back to the first screen. So we don't have to uninteract with the grid, go to the bottom of the screen, select page one, back to the grid, and interact again. We can just do, in this case, because we're going backwards, we do Command left arrow. So I'll do that now. Now, the only thing it doesn't do, as you can tell, is actually say where you are on the screen. So let me just do VO right arrow.
Fartbook. FaceTime.
Yep, we're on the first screen. If I do VO up arrow.
Address book.
There's the address book. That's the first one in the list. So if you get to know where applications are on what screens, rather than VO down arrowing, left arrowing, up arrowing, and so on, we can actually use the item chooser to quickly jump down to an application and use it. So I'm going to do VOI for my item chooser, so Control Option I.
Item chooser menu, 35 items.
And let's say I'd like to use text edit. So I'm actually going to type in TEX.
One item, text edit.
VO spacebar to take it to it on the grid.
Text edit.
And VO spacebar again.
Prep. Text edit. App page 1 of 13, edit text insertion on Word, 2011.
Okay, and we've got into text, and I've just pressed the Control key to shut it up. Now, we've actually exited out of Launchpad. We're now running the program, in this case, TextEdit. Now, you can't actually Command Tab around to Launchpad. It's actually not an application that's running in your Command Tab order. So to get back to it, I'm actually going to press my shortcut key that I previously said I set up, which is right option and Z for Launchpad.
Tech interact with grid, no selection. 5 rows, 8 columns, address book.
And as you can tell, we're not on text edit in the grid. We're back on the first item on the first page, address book. Now, if you actually go into Launchpad and you actually don't want to actually launch anything, you just want to have a wander around and then you want to escape, you simply press the escape key.
Page 1 of 13, edit text insertion on Word, 2011. After,
and you will come back, as we've just found out, to the last application that you've been using on your Mac. Because remember, when I first launched Launchpad, I was on my desktop, and then via Launchpad, I actually ran TextEdit. So when I escaped out of Launchpad, it came back to the last running application, which was TextEdit. So if I wanted to get back to my desktop, as usual, I would do Shift-VOD, or Shift-Control-Option-D.
Desktop, Dropbox alias, selected alias.
So just to show you that it actually does indeed work with gestures on your trackpad, I'm actually going to do the Command key plus a four-finger flick up to run Launchpad. And of course, I've already turned the trackpad commander on previously. Just to show you what it sounds like when you turn it on and off, though, before I do it. This is a two-finger rotate to turn it off, counterclockwise.
Trackpad commander off.
Now two-finger clockwise with VO keys.
Trackpad commander on.
Okay, and now if I do Command key and four finger flick up.
Launch, interact with grid, no selection. 5 rows, 8 columns, address book.
Okay, and there's Launchpad. So let me press escape. And because I'm on the desktop, it's actually not going to say anything where you are. So if we ask for my current window with VO F2.
Desktop.
We're on the desktop. So that concludes this demonstration of Launchpad. I hope you found it interesting. If you've got any other questions about Apple accessibility, please contact the Adaptive Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia on 1300 847 466. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.